Chapter
2.
Table for 1.
Scorned. Adjective.
A label placed on a woman who has suffered a particularly nasty breakup or divorce, and therefore must be a bitter broken bitch. Example, when her husband ran off with his 20-something assistant, the now single mother of three was referred to as a scorned ex-wife for relying on antidepressants and vocalizing her distrust in men. I want to scream every time I hear someone refer to me as a scorned ex-wife. It implies that I'm damaged goods or something. Or worse, that it was somehow irrational for me to be absolutely furious that my marriage went up in a ball of fucking flames. He screwed half of Hollywood, and I'm the one with this bullshit motherfucking label. I'm the crazy bitch because he couldn't keep his dick in his pants to save his life. Or at the very least, his marriage. Looking back now, maybe for the first few years after our divorce, I was scorned. Because after my world dissolved and my family was torn apart, I wanted to blame my ex-husband for every pill I ever popped. He was the reason I could single-handedly keep a BevMo in business. I convinced myself that the heartache he caused me was the reason I sat in a Beverly Hills jail cell overnight after getting slapped with the charge of driving under the influence. At the time, I rationalized that it was because of his bad decisions that my landlord was hiking up our rent and the boys and I were forced to move yet again. But this time with only 2 weeks' notice. Everything was his fault. I truly believed in my battered and beaten heart that it was because of him that I was a fucking mess. It was because of every lie he ever told me and every whore he ever fucked that I had zero credit, zero education, and zero identity. It was entirely his fault. Or was it? I made the decision to go blindly into the fairy tale without anything to fall back on and no assurance of a life if, God forbid, our marriage didn't work out. Could I really blame him because I made the decision to quit modeling and follow him around the world? Could I blame him that I wasn't able to repay my parents for everything they did for me? Was he the reason I tripped over my own stiletto and shattered the bones of my ankle and leg? Of course, it wasn't really his fault. I knew better. But in those dark, depressing moments, it was easier to blame him than to let go completely. Being